We would be like, welcome. And that's it.
Oh, we're already starting. Oh, but my phone's gonna die.
Did you not put it on power saving mode?
I do, but I didn't even realize it was.
Dude, I told you we should come and charge it.
Oh, wow. Anyways, hi, guys.
Welcome back.
That was a nice little extra for you.
Good bitch.
So, yeah, I'm Kayla.
Oh, I went to visit ourselves?
Yeah, why not?
My name is Juan.
Oh, how come people say Juanito?
Be like, but you already knew that.
Oh, oh my god, we're not gonna be cheesy like that. Anyways, right now, are we kind of vlogging? What are we doing?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing, so like, if you're listening, like, get a life.
Let us know how we're doing. because I had a vision, you know how like all people always like do it, they like record it, but don't like record themselves doing it, so this is, you know, like just get posted, you know, like on TikTok they talk in the podcast, but they like, do you see them talking in the podcast? You know, like, the always how you always send me, you know.
Okay, makes sense.
I'll get stuck
with him. Anyways,
we need to be better prepared next time.
I kind of like it just being like that.
No, I mean like with our phone battery.
Oh my god. Anyways, we just got some Starbucks.
This is smacking.
What did you get, Juan?
I got mango, dragon fruit with lemonade and very light ice. Supuesta meant the very light ice. Doesn't sound like.
Es quejón. And then I got iced matcha latte with oat milk. And a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, and my croissant. I don't know if it's
that. Because we have the munchies.
Mm. I told you those are the hard
ones. ASMR.
Huh?
ASMR.
You dumb bitch. It doesn't even sound nice, bro. It just sounds like.
That's why. That's the funny part.
You have to do it.
Sorry guys, we're goofy or whatever.
Well, how people always say I have whenever come with Ethan? We like a TV show.
Oh yeah.
We'll agree, I should, just give it an episode. Mm-hmm.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Was that not yesterday?
Yeah, it was. But since we didn't see them yesterday.
See who?
Our listeners. Our fans.
I'm telling you, we should do like it's like once a week thing, you know, like, well, the girlfriends do yoga, like, there's class every week, they can't say no because you're paying for this, you know? But it doesn't, like, could be like,
go away, in my yoga, where I'd be like, guys, I'm gonna go to yoga. Even though I'm eating. Anyways.
But you know, like, because it has to be, it's like a hobby, you know?
Yeah. I wish we were more high so we could have more high thoughts.
No, I don't.
No.
We could just say it's the same.
I'm down.
That's what Lucy always says.
Do you guys want us to smoke? That's me trying to do a Thor voice.
Yes.
Es el público.
Let us know in the comments which was small. I always find those funny with just they would just like when they do vlogs and it's like they like something for the household and they're like, oh, let me know which is this one, but they already chose it. Like, almost seems like
I know.
Like, let me know in the comments. Like,
by the time you post it, usually already decided.
It's probably already done, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, what's the whole point? I thought it was goofy.
Because they're trying to connect with the subscribers.
But then that's what they do the shameless self plug of like the follow my Instagram so you can see my yada.
I don't think you could be an influencer.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
We were at Alice's party. We were doing like the Jenga, and one of them, Diana, got like, "What would your dream job be?" And she answered it, and then they were like, "I hope one of like I see you like being an influencer too." Cause I think that's like interesting.
It's just I feel like my just whole life would be revolving around like everybody's like opinion because like. I mean, obviously you start off, like, kind of with your life of kind of just, like, if you get become popular because of the way you do things, but then eventually you get a certain amount of subscribers or followers, whatever, that you kind of have to do it what's more appealing to them so you can get more subscribers and you can get paid more.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to go to writing. You literally just be authentic and just like everywhere, how that far to get you, you know? Because then some people just fake it, or like they just overhype it. Like all the famous ones right now are just like, oh.
Well, yeah. But just kind of more, just no matter how authentic you want to be, there's still a marketing part where like you have to do.
I guess it's the hard part of that.
I just kind of want to like live my life and not having to like think about pleasing other people or be like, what would other people think about me if I do this or this or this.
But then what I've seen lately, like people like they're just like becoming like more real, whatever. So like you know, like the like Alicia and them, whatever, they were all like very censored, but now they're just like whatever the fuck. So it could be the order, but I feel like when I get también, like all of them, like they're always getting paid también. So yeah. I feel like they say like that because they think like, oh, this is like I see, but like I don't know, I just feel like it's not really there.
A little is this an ASMR, you know? ASMR, it's gonna be break, you know.
Ooh, what about if I bite into my croissant? Hold up.
I don't know.
I need a grape. Oh, a nice crunchy grape. Dumb bitch.
Comment down below the sounds. What do you think that? What do you think that was?
Where did I come from? Let's go change the sound. Oh.
Yo, look at this. It's half of the cup is ice. I swear, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta ask at Starbucks for one ice cube, and then they'll give you like
four.
The good amount.
Se pasan.
Because you'll be saying like ice, and they give you still like.
They saca como
like
dos.
Like a fourth of the cup.
I mean, I even tried. I was even being extra by saying very
more than half of the cup.
Mm-hmm. I was even like, I said extra. I was like very light ice because I know they're gonna get Nardo, but they.
It's good.
I should just ignore anything like that.
Baby, scooping like a whole shovel, like shoveling the ice.
The shovel's bigger than the cup itself.
No, literally. I'm like, bitch, literally. Parental.
Oh, we're not censored, bitch.
This is explicit content, you know. We're gonna swear in this podcast. Like, anybody's gonna listen.
We're like, we could always promote it because, like, we made a podcast.
Anyways. What were we saying? Oh yeah, I feel like they'd be shoveling.
Yeah,
they'd be shoveling.
Oh,
I'm like,
my god,
no, this is not winter time. It's spring. From outside, it looks like spring. I don't know what you get so much ice from.
Stupid. No, but
we should be those bitches. Be like.
Hello, just casually submitted.
That's promotion, guys. Promotion.
Where? No. Anyway. No, what we're going to get at, going back to the swearing thing, when I was sitting with, I was sitting up for the Alex thing or whatever. I think I dropped one of the frames or something, like, save a taller. I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, no. I'm like, sure. Because I was with Maida, and I was like, Maida, I'm so sorry. Like, I cannot, like, because I was like, puta. And I was like, shit. I tried to censor myself, but they were still like, and she was like, it's fine. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but like, I have like.
You're making things worse.
Sounds like a palabra way. Oh my god.
She's like, what are not curse words?
I don't know how I'm doing in the workplace, bro. Like, I'm always like, even with my professor.
I like, know, I saw them. I was like, damn, what kind of professionalism?
Right? Like, they're also swearing with us too. So I'm just like, I mean, they also know that's how I'm like, it's hard. Ooh, oh. It's a crane. Isn't that a crane?
I don't know, birds.
It's not a geese, though. It's not a duck. You never went to the zoo like that when you were a kid? You never went to the zoo like that when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. Doesn't mean I know the animals like that.
Did you go to Como or did you go to Minnesota?
Como, because that was cheap.
Okay.
You know how they'd be like, oh, like, we hope that when you come in, We asked for donations. We just walk in. We're like, we walk with the family. We're like, we'll pay. We're like,
dude, I look at them. I'm like, who am I?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about you.
Oh my gosh. No, I used to go to Minnesota. I don't know. I was
you were rich like that.
We only went once a year. It was like a tradition. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the tradition when we were growing up, so right before the school year would start, like middle school and elementary school, we would do three things. We would go to State Fair, we would go to the Minnesota Zoo, and then we would go to the mall. And going to the mall back then for us was an occasion.
I loved going to the mall with that. Mm-hmm. As a kid?
Yeah, it was like we went to like the Nickelodeon Universe, we did the rides, we did the lock shoe and stuff like that.
I don't like the mall anymore. Mm-mm. It doesn't hit. And especially now with COVID, como que I hate it even more than
that. Ansias. But no, that was the tradition. So like we went to Minnesota Zoo every year. Like, but then no, I didn't have to pay anyway because my aunt, like she always got a free, because she was with the union, so they always like bought out Minnesota Zoo for the workers, and they could bring all their families. So that's all we went with, like it started off paying, it was like the four of us, but then like since she got those and her husband también, like, so we could bring more people. So it was literally the whole family just at the zoo.
Bam.
For free. Because it was like, and I thought of that. And
that's
it was
nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Only time I went to the Minnesota Zoo was for a French project in high school.
French?
Yeah, it was like French Day or something like that. The zoo. No, serious. Like there was a bunch of schools there. And what happened?
Huh? I finished my croissant. I'm so sad.
Anyways, after it was interrupted.
Anyways.
Oh, and then like each like group. So like there was like four groups in our class, and for each class they had to be like, you would get assigned like a plant or animal, and you would have to research it for like a couple months.
In French.
In French, and do a whole presentation in French with a speech and like a poster and everything.
What French was this?
French 4 or 5.
5. I thought I went to 4.
I went to 5.
Oh, I only went to 2. That's what I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, that sounds so stressful, like.
And like, yeah, and like, people were like, we would take turns, like, you know, rotating, like, talking about like, what did I get? Oh, coral reef. We got coral reef, so we would talk about coral reef in French. And was give like fun facts and stuff like that.
Was it like a group thing or was it an individual?
Group thing. There was like 4 or 5 of us.
I keep looking for
And then we could walk around and see mm-hmm. like other classes, other schools doing it and what they would do.
But it was the whole day, so you just did everything as long as you did your
Yeah, yeah. We would rotate, we made it like a rotation where like we would each get like a 2-hour break to like eat lunch.
Oh.
And, like, look at other people's...
So, it was actually the whole day?
It was the whole day, yeah. From, like, in the morning hasta que casi before school ended.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. Because I've never been to the Minnesota Zoo like that.
It's really nice, low-key. The zoo in Chicago is very nice. The Lincoln Zoo. It's the free one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that one. I want one with my family.
And it's huge and it's free. Mm-hmm. There's another bigger one, Que Paga, like the Minnesota Zoo. But it's a little farther out, but that shit's like big, bro. Mm. It feels like I'm in the forest.
Zoos are so bad, though. For animals. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, I just feel bad. I feel guilty. And I just look at them and I'm like, poor little guys. All locked in their cages. Just think about Happy Feet.
I never really liked the movie. I don't know. It just never sat well with me.
Have you seen it, though?
I've seen it. I've seen the whole thing.
Because I was, like, the same exact way where, like, I never really liked it. And then until, like, literally, like, even as a kid, until, like, literally this past year where, like, me and my roommates watched it. And I watched, like, the whole thing. And I, like, actually understood what it was about and, like, mm-hmm. what it was getting at. And I was like, damn, this is deep.
I don't know. I
mean, it was a little hot.
No, 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 just...
When was the last time you watched it?
No, 6 años. Because we got on the DVD. Mm. And that's how we watched it. I mean, we would always watch it, like, on, like, the moon, you know, when it pop up sometimes. So we would just put it on the TV while we eat.
That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. But there's always something in the background, so I'm like... And it's always, like, hidden, because obviously it's just when we eat, so when we don't watch the whole movie in the cocina.
I don't know. Probably watching it Maybe you'll feel the same way as I do. Because, yeah, I hated M&M's as a kid. Like, before, some of my roommates chose it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I love Happy Feet. I was like... I was like, I don't know. I want to watch this.
Listen, if you must.
But everybody will say Happy Feet. Everybody was voting for Happy Feet. It was like, well, what choice do I have? I have to watch this.
Damn.
No, literally, it was like that.
T.
And... yeah.
That's how it was with like Cruella, not the Cruella, 102 Dalmatians. Not that like it was sad or deep, but like I rewatched and I fully understood the whole plot, what it meant. The show was so nice because I was like, oh, like that's what they were trying to get this whole time. I thought it was like they were trying to get like the Cruella, and I understood everything that was going on. I was like,
I need to rewatch the movies.
Mind blown. It was so cute. It was really nice, like little like. That's why I like rewatching like the old movies, like because it's like nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Victoria trying to have a. A Disney marathon, like by chronological, like.
Oh, the chronological.
Like, well, like, when they came out, yeah. She was like, this summer. I was like, bitch, it's already my summer. I was watching it.
The weekends. I want to watch Knives Out with my mom this weekend if you have time.
Knives Out. What is that one?
Oh, it's the really good one. It has everybody in it. It has Jamie Lee Curtis. It has Chris Evans. It has Catherine Link for it. It has James Bond, the woman who plays James Bond. Like, everybody's in the movie. It's so good. It was, amazing.
Well, the one that you watched?
Mm-hmm. Like, I no me movie, no me cama at all. Like,
from
I had to
Amazon
pee.
Prime, no?
Mm-hmm. I had to pee, like, halfway through, TMI, whatever, but, like, I recommend it. And that was because it just got so good, and I want to watch it with my mom. Because I know she would like a movie like that. Mm-hmm. She loves movies like that. We're watching Rush Hour this night.
Heads up. No, because we were like, TMI.
Oh.
Like a little heads up, TMI.
Yeah. Hey, do the gulp. Do the gulp.
Just kidding.
Where was it? Oh, it's still going.
Yeah, it is. I'm surprised my phone's still alive.
Yeah, low key.
Damn, look at this.
Anyways, child.
Okay.
Wait, so are we allowed to cheese me out? Like, or do we have to cover up this name? Because, like...
Fuck, I want to cheese me out. You have cheese me?
No, I just saw someone post it, and I'm just like,
shit.
We can talk about it, but since they can't see, we can do what they want to know.
Okay, anyways, yeah.
She's ugly. I just every time.
Damn, it's cold. Do you feel that?
My parents, when we moved in, they took the blankets. They took the blanket.
I'm so sorry. I forgot we're recording.
You gassy bitch.
I'm not a guy, I promise.
That's not very lady like you, Kayla.
I'm girly, I swear.
You're like, I'm wearing a dress.
I have manners, I promise. Okay, anyways.
No. So they took the bag, and my DoorDash bag was a blanket in it. I'm like, and I always forget to bring it back in.
Mm-hmm. I should start carrying a blanket.
It's so clutch. That was always something that I grew up with. It was just, I look like, there was always a blanket in the car.
No, we never had blankets in the car. We would freeze sometimes as kids.
As adults, we would have sometimes in the trunk.
No, literally.
One for me and Mark.
They would put the heater, pero casi. No, we would just freeze. Especially with, like, we would always have, like, leather sometimes.
That's what I'm...
And, yo, my legs.
No, this car has...
I know.
Bro, this bad boy's got years on it, bro.
Oh my gosh, the other day, me and Victoria were watching Peppa Pig.
That day.
We were watching the episode of, like, when Peppa Pig's trying to learn how to whistle. Just put your lips together and blow. Like this.
Dude, I can't whistle.
Just put your lips together and blow.
Dude, I actually tried listening to Pocket Peppa, but I couldn't do it, bro.
She blew candles, so she knew how.
Dude,
can I so play?
No, like, okay, so. Do you have to do this with your tongue?
you kind of put it under, like behind your teeth. You don't like put it. Yeah.
I'm just blowing. Dude, I can't whistle.
You gotta listen to Florida. You blow my whistle, baby.
Dude, I used to be bumping
wrong
to
message,
those
guys. Wrong message.
I used to be bumping to that. But then I got blind. And then I got old. I was like, oh. So that kind of whistle.
Yeah, I didn't know as a kid. But then you listen to when you're older. You're like, oh.
Dude, that was me with buttons.
But different kind of blowing.
Oh, what's that? Cuando no tienes lubricante?
Just blow.
Baba.
Oh.
I'm rewatching the lead again. I'm catching up to where it like started to
when
where
is it coming out?
June 18th. It's not gonna hit the same. I was talking with Alex, I mean it's not gonna hit.
We have been sponsored by Elite.
Netflix Elite.
Spanish. What is it in Spanish?
It's a Spanish TV show.
Spanish TV show on Netflix about teens. Comes out, fourth season comes out June 18th. So you got time to watch it.
The first three seasons.
Yes, good stuff. It's murder, really party, teens, drama. You cry, you laugh.
Here's some Elite by Netflix.
Watch it now.
No, but it's really good, dude. But it's not gonna hit because I was looking at even just looking at the frame they have on the Netflix banner, or whatever. I'm like, everybody's gonna be gone.
I feel like it's gonna give like a different vibe to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I was seeing how like supposedly like they're trying to get at that Guzman or someone. If I don't know, if it's that one girl, whatever.
Which one?
Have you seen the trailers on Instagram?
I haven't seen all of them.
Well, should we pull it out? So the one for Guzman and Samuel.
They're, like, how long are we trying to do this?
Until, wow.
It's already
at... Well, what time do you have to get home?
We're doing the whole hour?
We can. I mean, you trying to leave already?
Who gonna listen to 1 hour of a podcast?
How long do you usually listen?
Oh, shit. I mean...
Because, like, the ones I will listen to, like, the
podcast,
they're
1 hour. 30,
40 minutes.
So we just do 30 minutes?
I mean, I would like
Dang,
the crime
y'all hear the geese? That's nature, guys. Wait, what's the pen?
It's right there. Oh, bitch. Oh, I was not showing the lead one. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, they did not do Nadia that. They did not do her, that lady that did the cover for that bitch. Like, where is it at?
So
this
I...
one. Oh, you can't hear it.
Are you listening to Hannah Montana?
I don't know why that's playing. I legitimately don't know why that's playing. They're fighting over this girl.
Who the fuck is that?
It's one of the new ones.
The one with the short hair? She got short hair?
This bitch. Here, let me pull up the picture. Did you see they made her gay? Or lesbian? Or bi?
What? I mean, I'm fine with that, but it's just kind of... So she's like, since when, you know?
I feel like it was always there, but it's just like... I see it, though, like, oh... Rebecca is my favorite one.
She is. She's a bad bitch.
But I feel like they should have started that kind of storyline since like season 3 or 2, you know? Plus the Stefan.
Yeah, because now it's like, I feel like they're trying to like...
make up for everybody leaving.
Yeah, or kind of be trying to be more inclusive.
This girl.
Oh, and she's like, not that cute.
I'm like, how is Guzman going to do Nadia so dirty by we like... fighting over this bitch, like
she ain't no bad. Mm-mm. She better be a bad bitch.
Nancy can top Nadia though. Oh my god, I'm in season 2 right now, and oh, you know when she's having the whole transformation, whatever.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, oh my god.
Season 3 is when she like growth. Pops. She's growth.
Which is your favorite? I'm torn between 2 and 3.
Oh, I was like, I thought we were talking about characters. I was like, who's bitch 2 and who's bitch 3?
No, like season 2 and 3. Like season 3 was very good. Like oh.
But season 2,
oh my god.
I think season 2 is just like... I for sure like 3, but I feel like season 2 kind of just... it's iconic. It's just like...
I
could always rewatch season 2.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep going, but if I look, I feel like they should have stopped if everybody was leaving.
I thought they were going to. I feel like it ended well where I was like satisfied where everybody...
Yeah.
Because then everything was closed with Marine. Like... you know, everything's done with Marina, then what are you gonna do next? Is it gonna, somebody else is gonna die, and it's just gonna another cycle.
And you're like, it was just like it just wrapped up. Like, yeah. I would want to see it more if they continued it, but like it was the same character. So,
yeah, just like their lives. I don't know.
I feel like it would have been kind of cool to see it that way. If this, if
like
they
to see
stayed.
to kind of see like the lives of Nadia, or like doing the university stuff,
or like a spinoff with those two, you know? Like,
yeah,
in New York,
and then kind of like the other kids, the other characters in high school, and then they kind of like visit every once in a while, you know? I don't know.
Does somehow have it, like, it doesn't like? I just thought I wanted to see that, like. Because Nadia and Lou, like, they like hated each other.
Huh?
Like, they hated each other in the beginning, and now they're like besties.
Aren't they going to the same school too?
Yeah, they're like.
See, that wouldn't been good.
Like, they split the scholarship. Remember?
Yeah.
And then they were like, she was, and Nadia was like, I'm used to being poor, you know, basically. And Nadia and Lucas were like, oh, like, well, we'll see. You know. But I don't know, I really like that friendship. Carla.
What a bad bitch.
Esther?
Oh. I think I didn't like Carla, but I love Esther. That makes any sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, for me, Carla was kind of there. Like, I kind of, like, forgot. Like, she wasn't, like, that important for me, where, like, I noticed her like that, compared to, like, Lou or, like, Nadia.
I really like Nadia and Rebecca. Those are my favorite.
Oh, Rebecca.
Oh, Ander? Oh, I hate Omar. I just can't get over that, man.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Look at those ripples.
Should we go for some?
Not nipples. Ripples.
No. Those things that on your chichis?
Those aren't nipples. I'm talking about ripples. The things that you have on your face? Those are pimples.
I said ripples. I want to do that, but I could never, like, figure out how to go that far. There was that one that
we're
that
getting
was a good
there,
one.
Juan. Could think of another one.
What's another one?
We could do this. We could think of another one. Not the one people started, like, tickling, you know? Like, no, but that's tickles, not
ripples. But it had to be, like, ripples. Like some kind of apples.
I know. So is it like basically rhyming, or like just anything that sounds similar to it? Because I've seen both ways.
I thought it was rhyming-ish. Not like rhyming-ish, but like it sounds the same.
Like
that's,
similar, yeah.
Because that's what rhyming is anyway. That it just sounds the same.
No, it's just sometimes they have the same ending.
Oh, but that's a little...
Like isn't down, enough? Down.
Oh, I guess. Down. What's another one? That's like that.
Town.
Crown. And then, like, and then the other ones that just sound like. Pimples, rimples. So that's the ending.
Pimples, ripples, dimples.
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 You mean those things on your cheeks? No, those are dimples. I said ripples. I don't know.
Anyways.
This is a hard one, Kayla. Why you gotta communicate your life?
Help us out, guys. Please comment down below.
How do I do this, bro? How do you do it?
Oh, yeah, nothing going.
Look, I surprised I finished it. Except like, the ice melts, and I don't like when the ice melts. Can I get this water down? That's a little the same.
He's so picky.
Not picky, it's precise.
Oh, my phone's still at 17%.
Okay, you know how you sent me the song? I think that's the next song. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
Did it make you want to cry?
I got emotional, but then you called me to have to do the song. I'm like, never mind.
You're lying. Play it out.
Played. Bitch, we're not going to cry right now.
But were you feeling it? You were feeling emotional?
It was like hitting, but it wasn't
just,
hitting.
You just gotta like listen to the lyrics. Focus on the lyrics.
Well, I did that, but it's just like... It would have hit more if everyone was even like when you were leaving.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, like that's like me.
You can just play in the background, I guess.
Guys, heads up, we might cry.
I was like, remember when?
Oh my god.
Dude, I'm stressed about life now.
Why?
And so I was like, oh, I don't know what to do, bro. You can't hear shit, bro, because it's on Spotify.
Damn, he's shitting. Oh, my legs are...
We both know that Apple Music is better than Spotify.
Yeah, they're going to give me a month free.
For this?
No, Apple Music. I don't know about this. We have to check if there's...
Why would they charge you? Or you could always just do it on voice memo and just upload it somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just do the video, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like put it on our phone. Chess.
I guess.
Can I
my legs are falling asleep.
Cause like what? Okay, like bye. You know, like influencer wise, like what if Keske it picks the podcast takes off? You know, like you kind of have to. You don't have to, but like.
Oh, I've seen. Or they do like both, like they're vlogging, but they're also doing a podcast. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, if a podcast as well, like, obviously, like, you want to do what you, like, doing whatever, but, like, if, like, oh, like, you didn't think it was going to blow up, like, blow up, quote, unquote. Like. Do you get what I'm trying to get at?
Kinda.
Because then you, like, if you actually, like doing it, you know, like, then you're, and it gets bigger, you kind of have to maneuver your life around. Because of how big it got.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But that's also what you want to, then. But it's not like you. It's not like that was intentionally the purpose, you know? You're just like, oh, like, everybody, like, likes, listen to us, like, our dumbasses.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was just thinking right now.
So anyways, what can we talk about now? I wish we were just more high so we can, like...
Oh, you're not high?
You are?
Bitch, come on! ¿Por qué siempre estás asaltando? I'm surprised it's still light out. Although we're kind of getting, like... Because you said A and I was like, damn.
Oh, they're going to say you were going to go in the lake.
No.
But damn, you jumping in?
Because you said we can see out to A, but I was like, damn, it's probably going to get dark, though, you know? But it's still pretty light out.
It starts... The sun starts setting around... 8:30.
Okay. Mm. It's nice. It finally feels nice to enjoy it.
Yeah. And they were saying like, oh, I'm finally getting out of work. And it's light out. I'm like, yeah.
Like, so you could still feel like you do think.
Like, you still have more to your day than just like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to sleep.
You
just...
still could, but just...
You don't have
like enough... It just feels like it's too late.
Yeah.
The time school is.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit the same.
Huh?
It just doesn't hit the same. Like, it just feels nice. It's like, oh, okay.
You're
good
like, shit. Damn. And then you go out, like, you stay outside more longer, mm-hmm. And then you kind of just...
You're like, damn, I could go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good. I want to start doing my walks again.
Me too. I've been saying for, like, the past 2 days, I'm going to go in the morning. But then it's just, like, I get so busy with other stuff.
I just have my errands to run. I'm like, I feel like I run out of time.
Right? I feel like I've been running so many errands this week. This week that I'm like,
I don't know where all these errands came from. I'm just what the hell, like.
And then I feel like then I don't have time to do like what I want to do at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like yesterday, I was trying to clean my room, kind of like organize it or whatever. Oh, damn! No, thank you. Don't do drug kids.
There.
We're bad influences. We're not the right role models for you.
What does the dare stand for? The red one? Okay, we only said one song. Anyways, why isn't it evening?
Okay. No.
Why isn't. No, but I can't even.
I think it's Spotify because my Spotify is acting up.
So then how do I get out of this? Oh, what the fuck? Anyways, I'm gonna exit up that. Okay, but what were we initially saying before we got sidetracked?
Wait, what?
We always keep getting sidetracked.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. So this conversation's all over the place. I'm pretty sure nobody... Oh. He's like, damn.
I know, but we got lucky.
Is that Roseville? Is that Roseville? The Applebee's? Yo, that's funny.
Is this type of quality?
Yo, anyway, what were you saying?
I honestly have no idea.
Oh,
he wears a Nike. So I was like, oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just the way.
Can we cheat me out? Are you guys gonna snitch on us, bro? Like, did you hear what they were talking about in the podcast?
Nobody's gonna listen either way. Wait,
what
time is it?
Okay. What time do we can leave at like 7:55.
Like, oops, guys, I'm a couple minutes late.
It was, there was traffic. We were all the way in the diner.
Is he still with?
Yeah. Was
is he still okay? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, good for him. Even
the pipe must be good, bro. Then.
I guess, but like, I feel like he's still like probably like. Doing other stuff.
I don't know. Like he's always. I don't know. Also. Mm-hmm. You could have gotten it
because. Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I missed my opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Now, who this mystery man is, you say? Just kidding.
Take a guess. Like, leave a guess in the comments below.
A, B, or C.
Let us know. A, B, or C. Yeah, Casey.
Or the BBC.
Bro, bro, fuck.
Well, see, we can go for brown.
Anyway, I told you how I saw that at the store. It was like BBC.
Oh, and yeah.
It was the
same
thing. I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, gosh.
That was funny. It's pretty cool. The store is pretty nice.
The badass?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty, like, it was a nice, like, vibe. I'm gonna go again, but I'm like.
I'm bad. What was that? You heard that?
Something. Was thrown.
Dónde?
I don't know. Dude, do you think they can actually hear us on this? Like, watch water with like half of its like.
Staticky.
Not even staticky, just like very quiet and sometimes it gets louder.
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's when you get like the mics.
Hello? Is this what this is?
37? We can.
No, I'm saying like the waves. Oh. Is it like this? Like if. Do they get bigger?
Well, I can't stop the music. Really hold on, let me play this. Let me stop the music. No, I think it's just an effect. Well.
But that kind of moves when you talk.
But it doesn't go with the voice, it just. If it gets louder.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, okay. Oops, sorry. Anyways. Back to.
If it gets too long, guys.
Just don't listen to the whole thing.
You don't have to, believe.
And if you are listening to the whole thing, get a life.
But I mean, if you love us, you would listen to the whole thing.
No, just get a life.
They could just play in the background, you know what they're doing with the work.
Yeah, get a life. Get some friends. If you need therapy, let
me
find a therapist.
We can be your therapist.
We could be your therapist.
How does that
we give
feel
good
okay?
advice. Sometimes. We don't know all things.
Oh my god, you know who tried to act like that?
Who?
What's his face from freshman year? My roommate?
Oh, really?
Yeah, on FLR, we were just talking. He was like, what else are you guys going to ask me about, guys?
Like, you're lying!
I'm being deadass!
That's crazy.
Because we were just talking about, it was just sometimes about life or something like that. She was like, okay, so what else are you going to, like, want to ask me about, like, trying to make it, like, get something up to the door. And I was like, oh. But when I was like, it's just like.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, about, like, what else do you want to know about me kind of thing.
No, they were just like, as if like, they were looking for, I don't know, like his advice or like, that his like his word was like. It was basically like, okay, like what else do you want to ask me about? Like, I think like he knows everything.
Okay, how can I help? How else can I help you?
Yeah, type shit. But like in a rude way, like regular way.
Oh.
And I just sat there. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's not like we weren't asking. We weren't directly asking. It was just like a. Conversation
kind of
like that, you know,
like discussion kind
and then
thing.
He just like took over. He's like, okay, so what else you want to like talk to me about? Like, what else you want to like?
Oh, ew. I don't know. He kind of like reminds me of what's his face.
Who?
You know who? The one from this year. I can say names, so from the beginning of senior year. You see it?
Oh, yeah. But he was worse. Oh my god. If I would go back, I would do things so much differently, bro.
It's okay. You learn about it, you know.
Yeah.
Never regret. More like be like, okay, next time I won't go for that or do that or whatever it is. You kind of just. Also, I take from it from all my L's that I've taken.
So all your endeavors.
Yeah. I was just kind of like.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just kind of just, you know, be like, okay, now I know. Now I've learned from this.
But what, it just fascinates me, but like, he still like talks about it, like in that sense. Like, it's still, he still brings it up.
Who?
Homeboy. No.
Oh. Uh-huh. I was like, what about me?
No. But even like, it's just out of nowhere. Like, because of this, like, I'm like, he always leaves everything. Like yours.
Oh, okay. I was so confused.
No.
I was like, I was trying to see what kind of direction you go talking about this. Okay, anyways.
Oh, but it's not like deep, but like he somehow always manages to bring it up.
Yeah. I don't, I seriously.
Okay. Like, no hate, but it's just like.
No, I'm serious. Oh my
god. But then that's how, was Damien, apparently he was still talking about me in that sense, like it was like a big deal, like, but it was just like, ya pasó. I'm like, dude, ya pasó.
Yeah, ooh, I don't know what to say.
I'm just like, damn. I just want to get ass, bro. I'm not going to say we want to get ass, bro. What was clapping?
Is it A, B, or C? Just kidding.
Let us know which one you think would green cloud.
Cute, I took the pictures.
No sé qué hacer. I don't want to go home because it just feels so nice.
This is nice. Oh, fuck. It's almost time.
We said 55, not 45.
I know, but still. Look at my knee, it's getting better. I mean, it's still ugly, but
oh my god,
but it's healing.
I hate you.
We're
so
talking
much
about my knee, guys. Okay,
if you know, you know.
Yeah. It's a funny story.
It's a hilarious story, actually.
Just one of the usual L's. I wouldn't be Kayla without an L.
Damn, bitch, I hate you.
It's in the name, so, you know.
So I can't be Juan without you.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I make a mess of animals. We kind of had a little chisme time.
Right?
Do you have any more chisme?
Okay, let me look. Let's see. Let's keep some stories. No, nada. Oh, you know who else I think is not all that? Homeboy's girlfriend.
I don't like her. No, I'm Gideon. I'm so sorry.
I hate that bitch, bro.
I really do not like her. Like, I don't know her like that, but it's just like there's something about her.
The
I feel like
vibe and
her
attitude
vibe,
that she gives,
yeah,
off is not.
Like, creída, but in a bitchy way. Mm-hmm. And not a bad bitch way.
But she, like, thinks that it's cute, también.
Yeah.
And it's like. Mm.
Like, not to be rude or anything, but I'm like, how you got friends? how do people deal with you? Because it seems like you would not.
You know, like in Kenny, like not to be rude or anything, but like all like the bitch, like the actual bitches, like I don't know. ¿Cómo se quedan like juntas? Like, don't you like, don't te cansas at some point, like of your friends being like that, like all
yeah,
bitchy?
Yeah,
like
yeah. And I'm like, you deal with them? Oh. Cause I wouldn't. Hell no.
Mm-hmm. High school was a different time, bro.
Yeah, no, thank you. Not going back. Life is good now. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's just like everything's. Like, I'm still like. I know I say, like, I'm like. I don't know what to do, but like. There's like. There's some goals I'm like, okay, like. There's some kind of direction.
I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Where it's like. It's looking up from here.
I hope I'm heading
like,
in the right direction.
I feel like things are gonna get.
Found a place.
Yeah, and more like it's gonna be upgrading like all kinds of ways, you know, like upgrading a life. We're gonna upgrade in life. We're gonna upgrade ourselves. I don't know. We're just kind of like this.
I hope I could
uphill.
Like that. Yeah.
I don't know, but you still gotta think positive.
Yeah. Like as much as when I'm like, I can't like, and as like as cliche as it sounds, like as much as when I get to like to the end point, like I'm like I jump too much, basically. But like, I have to take baby steps to get to there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what like throws me off sometimes. Like damn, and then I just like square one, like, all over again. Mm-hmm. But I am trying to get my life together. Like I emailed that, like I said, I emailed that one girl. Bank, I can't like. A ver qué pasa. I was thinking about going back and just applying.
Just take like an hour of your day. Each day and just kind of focus on that.
I need to get into routine again, but it's just hard at home.
It is. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, okay, this morning.
Speaking of, where is it? Damn, Kayla.
Right in the booty, sorry.
Ew, bitch.
What is Febreze? Now, what you think, guys?
Anyways.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place. I mean, maybe because I haven't fully like felt like I've settled in yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like still like unpacking, but I feel like I'm still like I need to like set a routine of like, okay. Like, you know, like when I was saying like I wanted to like walk and stuff, but mm-hmm. I haven't like.
I actually done it.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to figure out a way of what time I can do it. Because I still wake up at the mismo tiempo, like even before 8:30, you know?
I don't.
That's, es el costumbre.
I've been waking up like all over the. I've been trying to like, okay, like just kind of like treating myself, but kind of like wake up without an alarm, and then I end up waking up around like 10 or 11.
That sounds so nice.
But where was I going with this?
Routines.
Oh, so because of that, I feel like maybe that's kind of setting off. But I also don't want to set alarms for me. Like, I want to like naturally wake up at like early or like at the same time, mm-hmm. you know? But I can only do that if I have an alarm. But then it's also kind of like I don't want to disrupt my sleep like that when I should be relaxing and not.
When you set alarms during, did you set alarms during school? No. How was it consistent or was it always changing when the time
it was
up?
Always changing.
I think that's time important. So
because it was always changing because like my work schedule was always different. So like to be honest, I had a different time for each day.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's.
Oh, the ducky just swam in.
Maybe that's what it was earlier.
It did like a little like, wee. Yeah.
But what were we saying?
Anyways.
What were we saying? Like right there. Because it was about routines, but it was something more about routines.
Alarms.
Yeah, like you just had to find a middle ground. And that's why like as much as I wanted to sleep in like on Tuesday and Thursday when I didn't have like saying that I didn't have anything, like I'm like, okay, I can still get it because of that fact that I don't have to do it, I can like con like más paciencia, like wake up like in a decent time, like watch your mate at 8:45 and still be able to like go to the gym and then like come back and shower and still have time. Like I don't have shit to do. Mm-hmm. Cause then I would do the same thing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but like it just felt rushed because like, oh, I have to be back by a certain time or like do.
Oh, I see what you mean. I feel like maybe this upcoming week I'm gonna do an alarm.
Do the ones that just like wake you up nicely.
I'll do a 9. Mm-hmm. Like a good time, just kind of like where like that's early but not too like not too, I'd say like not too late but not too early.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel gross when you wake up. I'm just kind of like, okay, let me start my day.
Actually, it's like for me lately, it's just like because I wake up so early, I'm so cansado, and I had to go like drop off my mom, and like I feel like I don't know, like no descanse bien. Because I always, because I wake up early, but then I'm like, ugh, like I have to wake up like in 30 minutes again. Because so I can't like fall back asleep naturally, like deep sleep.
Oh.
So then I wake up, so when I go drop off my mom, like, I'm like tired, like, I want to go back to sleep, but then I'm like, damn, yes, I'm like 9:30, I need to like get my day started. 9:30, 10, I'm like, so I can't go back to sleep because then I'm like, oh yes, it's getting too late now. And we have things to do. Somehow we managed one at a time. Ugh, it's so bad.
Oh, you know what's been my problem though? I hate myself for this. and I don't know why I keep doing it. Like, this past few days lately, like, this whole week, this past week, whatever, that I've been at home, I always, like, get hella tired, and I feel tired. I feel sleepy, and I feel, like, my body tired. Como ya como las 11, or, like, las 10, probably, like, a 10. And then, like, I lay in bed, and I get ready for sleep and everything. And then I'm, like, I don't know if, like, I'm just so used to it, and my brain kind of, like, thinks, like, no, this is early. They're like, what the fuck? You should be, like, going to sleep at 1. Mm-hmm. But I feel physically tired, and I know that I should be sleeping. And then I just be, like, watching movies or, like, TikTok, filling up until I, like, get to that time where...
Like, okay, like...
Like, oh, I always sleep at 1 or 2, so it's okay. So mm-hmm. I should be...
Because, like, you wake up decent, like, okay, you're fine, usually.
Yeah.
Because we're always, like, okay, yeah, 2 is the max you can do to get a good sleep.
No, not in that sense. Because I know, like, oh, if I sleep early, then I can wake up early, and, like, or I can get more sleep. But then since, like, this whole school year, we've always gone to sleep at 1 or 2 because we do stuff. And then I'm also kind of like, oh, I could be watching a show. Like, you know, I usually go to sleep at 1, then I could. Mm-hmm. But like, then I should be sleeping.
Because you take advantage because, oh, like.
Yeah, like, oh, I also wanted to watch this show earlier, but I couldn't, so then let me watch it now.
Because I don't sleep till 1 anyway. Like.
Yeah, like, I always go to sleep at 1 either way. So
it wouldn't,
like,
hurt that I watch another episode.
Yeah, when I, in deep down, I'm, like, hella tired, and I'm struggling to stay up. But...
Because that's what I hate, because then, like, I'm watching the episode, and, like, I sleep halfway through, and then, like, if I see it plays through the whole thing, like, oh, I have to rewatch it again.
That was me watching Behind Your Eyes. Watch it, guys. It's a good show. It's kind of like dead or dry in the beginning, but slow. It's slow. That's what it is. It's not. But then you just gotta wait till the end, and
okay.
And it's good. It's like, yeah, it's like you think it's like surprising at the end, and then it just hits you with another thing.
Okay,
so I don't know.
No one's told me about that ending thing. So when you were first talking about it,
everybody kept saying it was good in TikTok, but I was like, I started, I was like, this is not good. This is hella slow. Like, unless I'm trying to play this in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So but you gotta give it a couple episodes.
Yeah, sometimes it's like supposed to meant to like end up really good. Like, okay, like now I wanna get to the end because it's really good.
Yeah, and like I don't know. For me, like when I started a show, I wanted the first episode to like grab me. You know, like I want to be hooked on the first episode. Otherwise, I'm just kind of like.
Oh yeah. It takes you longer. Like it goes super slow.
Yeah.
That's what Cruel Summer was nice.
Which one?
Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. And the good thing, yeah, because when I watched it, I think there was 2 episodes out, so I binge watched both of them, and I was like, okay.
I watched it when it was all 3.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, binge watched. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, there's one more?
When I was watching it today, I was like, damn, I just wish I could, like, have all the episodes so I can binge watch this, you know? And I just hate having to watch it every week because then I kind of forget sometimes like the little details. Mm-hmm.
And those little details always like...
Yeah, they always bring it up again. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, fuck. Sure, I understand what you're saying. I get this.
That's how it was with that one cartoon show I was watching, Invincible. Mm-hmm. That shit got my attention, bro. Like, I was like, damn. Like, I was like...
Yeah.
It was so good, bro.
So, guys, you got... what's it called? Behind Our Eyes, Elite. What else do we mention?
Oh, I just said Invisible right now, but that's still hit and miss for some people.
Knives Out.
Very good, very good.
We probably mentioned some other stuff, you know. Just write the list down. Watch them.
We watch good stuff. We watch good stuff.
If you listen to this far, we know you don't have a life. So
stop saying that, babe. What about our friends are actually interested in what we're doing?
So now I gave you shows and movies to watch. We have time to watch them. So yeah.
I'm gonna have to go watching. I was watching Star Wars the other day.
Oh man.
Oh,
gosh.
It is so good.
I think it's time. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen. It's time para la despedida.
System, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to end.
Oh, the maximum 60 minutes either ways.
Oh, okay.
Well, guys, Thank you for if you made it this far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. You're a real one.
You're a real one. And get alive.
Stop saying that, bitch.
It's a whole hour of your life. Why are you listening to our conversation?
What if they're cleaning? You know, like, oh, like, what's going on with you? What's Kayla? What are you doing? You know?
Okay. We ain't that special. You know that. Anyways. Just make plans with us, okay? We can help you. What's it called? Spice up your life. Just check our Google Calendar and actually send us a Google invite and they'll say yes or no.
We'll let you know.
Or maybe this is maybe an option. No.
Give us 2 to 3 business days, please.
No, literally, I live at home now. Okay. Anyways, this was fun.
If you actually made it this far, like,
no, literally,
mention one of the shows that we talked about or something like that. I don't know.
Send us suggestions for next time. We'll actually have topics, not like this time. This one was all over the place. I'm so sorry.
But I guess overall, I did have topics.
There was topics. We like to categorize.
It was natural.
We like to categorize our conversations. We organize like that. Literally, we have topics. Okay. Okay, we don't ramble like that. Okay.
It'll connect, bro. Okay, no,
I went from a man to a pig.
Man, bro.
A man, because I burped.
Oh.
Okay. If you listen to that part, thank you. If you remember that.
Well, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
No, don't tell your family.
No.
Don't tell your family. Because
we're not PG.
We're not PG at all.
We're not even G, bro.
We mature adults. Is that what it is? Mature audience or mature adults?
M for mature adults.
Is it mature adults? Are you serious?
I think so.
I thought it was mature audience.
It's mature adults, bro.
Look it up.
Dude, okay. Last thing, okay.
Sorry.
Comment below if you think it's mature adults, mature audience.
Are you going to say it?
I am going to say it, but like...
You're one of those bitches. You're one of those influencers.
I am an influencer, bro. Man, what is it? Mature adult rating? Or M? Should I just say M rating?
M-A. It's M-A.
I thought it was just M.
No, it's M-A. I'm so sorry. This is probably going to be the whole 67.
Ma.
No, that's a movie. The rating.
M-A rating mean?
Mature audience. I knew I messed up. So, guys, it's mature audience, M-A. Not mature adults, whatever that is.
I thought it was mature adult. Anyway, to close it off, it's mature audience.
This is a mature audience. parents, please advise or something like that. 18 plus.
Ask your parents for permission.
Yeah, literally. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, we're good.
Because you know, se acaban los 60 minutos. Bye.
Bye.
We're done. You can't see us. Okay. Oh.